What's up, Lady Ballers?
Welcome back. We're Soccer Props.
And it's game time.
Hi, Gady.
Hi.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Where are you right now?
I'm in Louisville.
Yeah. Congrats. Are you so excited?
Yeah. It's been a good time so far. So we're in a cool hotel. It's like an artsy hotel.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. And that game was amazing. You had such an incredible goal. Can you tell us about the game? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, so it's never fun to go to Portland. I've said it before. And it's always just like, that was my first time winning at Portland through my whole NWSL career. So that was pretty cool in itself.
Wow.
To win. Yeah. And then, when I scored, it was so quiet in the stadium and I was like, did I score? Like, it was so weird. So, yeah, it was a good time. Definitely my best time in Portland yet.
That's awesome. And what has the season been like as a whole? Like, what do you think has made you guys so successful, like, so far?
I mean, this has been a really long season. And just, I think a lot, both physically and mentally. But I think we have just, like, stuck together from the beginning. And we're just, like, constantly, like, we're going to win. We're going to grind through it. We're going to stick together. Like, we're resilient. And, like, there's so many girls on this team who have pushed through injuries or just, like, pushed through, like, their own personal battles. And I think it makes just, like, a respect and a common bond with all of us. So I think that's been, like, the biggest thing for us.
I love that. That's fantastic and so important as a team. So what is your mindset going into the big weekend?
Win.
Do what it takes.
Yeah, exactly. We are going to do whatever it takes. We're going to leave it here. I mean, yeah, it's definitely win and stay healthy and stick together and just keep grinding through it. We've already made it this far, all the way to the end. So I think we're just like, let's get one more game in and finish it strong. And we're really proud of us no matter what. So it's been a good experience so far.
I'm just curious, do you have any like pregame or the night before any superstitions or like routines that you do before like a big game?
Honestly, I'm not like that person really. We've had cheesecake before every meal, not like cheesecake itself, like the restaurant cheesecake, but that's not by like choice. It's just what we've had and we don't change it. And I've had the same thing all year and it's just the Thai chicken lettuce wraps and Korean cauliflower.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Yeah. It doesn't mess up my stomach. Like we're going to stick with that. And then obviously just like a good night's sleep. And I have probably like way too much coffee and it's my excuse to buy expensive coffee the day on game day. So I will buy my $6 oatmeal cappuccino.
Nice. Yum. What happens if you don't find a cheesecake factor?
What happens if it happens to
Friday? Have you guys already looked it up? Are you going to be driving to like Cincinnati?
Yeah, honestly, we probably would if that was the case because we have people on our team who are superstitious and it would happen.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Does anyone eat the cheesecake?
Our coach.
Nice.
The only person I could.
For real, you could go to a Stop and Shop and it's probably like pre-made in the fridge section too. So if you guys find one, you can check the grocery store.
Yeah, we'll not have that one. That's gross.
So,
I was going to say, what as a team, when do you feel like you guys are the most unbeatable? Like what has to click for you guys as a team on the field for you guys to feel unstoppable?
I think it has to do with like the tackles and just like getting in, like the grittiness has always been Chicago Red Stars, like in a nutshell, and just people who will lay out their bodies. And that's like the DNA for Chicago. So I think when we see that pretty early and like someone gets stuck in, it definitely like lifts the energy and it just kind of shows like we're not afraid and like we're gonna go for it. And then the football just comes like second. So I think once we like really get into the tackles and lay ourselves out, like that's when we're like, yeah, we're good, we're set, we're gonna keep going.
I love it. Nothing hypes me up more than seeing one of my teammates just entirely take someone else out.
Honestly, I know, it's like football.
Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah.
So you're wondering too, can you tell us a little bit more about your soccer journey as a whole and when you realized you had a true passion for the game, and like how old were you?
Yeah, so I started playing when I was pretty young. I have an older sister who's 4 years older than me, and she started playing, so I kind of did whatever she would do. So I think I was like four, and my dad was her coach, and I would go in and like play with them sometimes. But I was just a naturally very competitive person. So I remember when I was really young, like I would count the score of like how many goals I would score when like you weren't supposed to. And that was just kind of, even just like other games, like card games, like Scrabble, I just love games. So that was just kind of the natural competitor in me. And then soccer, I think, I just watched a lot too. I watched Premier League when I'd wake up with my dad in the morning, cause he's like an early riser. So West Coast time, we'd be up like 6 a.m. watching games. So I was just like a big soccer junkie growing up, and I wanted to be really good. So I just kind of pushed myself, and he would be like, you can get better like at this thing. Like he'd give me little pointers, and I'd be like, I would just take it in. Even if, I remember being a little stubborn and be like, yeah, whatever, dad. But secretly I'd be like, okay, next game I'm going to get lower on the defender and like put my body like back to goal a little bit more. So I would definitely take notes. And then I guess as I got older, I joined a more competitive club team, and that kind of helped me with like the ODP. I don't know if that's still a thing. And yeah. And then as I got older, I got recruited to USC. And my sister also went there, and she walked on the soccer team. So that also just kind of like followed her footsteps in a way. And yeah, it just kind of worked out that I was able to stay in Southern California with my family, and we won a national championship there.
Was she a senior when you were a freshman?
Yes. So she was, and she also wore her ACL her senior year. So she wasn't actually playing, but she was there. So it was kind of nice. Like she was my protective sister in a way.
I was gonna say, did that help like ease the freshman nerves and the how scary it is knowing someone who's a little bit older? Or did she give you an extra amount of shit because you were...
No, she was, she always is kind of like protective, and she's the been like the one who does like everything right. And I'm kind of the one who's like free and does kind of usually gets in trouble, and then like she'll help protect me. But it was funny because there was two girls that were older than me, and she was like, you guys are going to be best friends. I already know it. And then like the day I walked in, I was like best friends with those two girls. So she kind of like helped me in that way. And it was good. It was good that she was there.
Really cool. That's
so sweet.
Did you
Shan.
Did you always know you wanted to go to USC?
Yeah. So when I was younger, I would go to the youth camp, like, you know, when they do the summer camps, I went to those, and I took them like probably way too seriously. Like they probably didn't care, but I was like, I'm going to win MVP. Like I'm going to go. So I would try really hard. And then Ashley Nick was from the same city as me. So she played there, and they won the national championship. So I was like, wow, that's so cool. And I looked up to her. So it was just kind of like the path that was not the easiest, but like the thing I saw the most. So I was able to really just like hone in on it and be like, okay, that's where I want to go. And I love the energy of the school as well.
Yeah. We've only heard amazing things about it. It sounds like a great place to play and to go to school as well. You mentioned your sister tore her ACL. We know you got injured too. Did you tear your ACL?
Yeah, so I've done my ACL two times. I did one in high school, my end of my junior year, actually both, and then college my junior year. Wow. So the second one I always say was like my biggest blessing in disguise, because I was able to take on the fifth year. That's where we won the national championship. And I also decided to play with Mexico second ACL surgery. So, and like, it kind of started that path. They opened that door for that path as well. So it's been tough, but it's also, I think, made me who I am. And I mean, ACLs are just like, it's tough, but I feel like it's so common now. Like it kind of creates a bond with other players. Like, oh, you tore your ACL. Like it kind of gives you like a little edge, I think, because it makes you appreciate the game a little bit more. So, yeah.
Totally. We were just talking to Emma Checker about this, and she was just saying the same exact thing. She's like, these injuries sucked so hard, and they're not easy, and it's the worst time ever, but you learn so much. Mm-hmm. And like you just appreciate the game more, and like it's just, it is a blessing in a way. Like I don't know, you could focus on other parts of the game and actually become better when you come out of it. So I just love your positive spin on that. That's so great. Do you have any advice for any players like who are so down on themselves and are just so upset that they're not playing because they are injured?
Yeah, I would say there's like two things for me that I found that like were really helpful. And one is obviously like being a student of the game. I feel like I like obviously love watching soccer, but one of the things that I would watch the goalkeepers, which isn't something I usually like, I'm always focused on like the offensive build, but if you watch the, I would go and watch the goalkeeper trainings and you kind of learn their details and their habits. So like it was, I was able to kind of like learn what they were thinking. And then I was like, okay, well, if they're thinking that, then I can kind of maybe trick them in a way. And I, oh, even now they're like, goalkeepers are like, I have no idea where you're going. And I'm like, yeah, because I like have watched you guys like do that too. So I'd say like definitely watching the game, and you can learn and be a student in that way. And then I would say just like doing the off fitness and the lifting and like the stuff that kind of that you usually shy away from, that's not soccer specific. Like I think I was at my fittest when I, after I tore my ACL, because I was just like so focused on getting my body strong. So like, yeah, you're not playing the game, but like there's other areas where you can focus and get yourself off the field, like just as strong, so that when you do come on, like it's just a breeze. So maybe not just focusing so much on soccer, but just like the other things.
I love that you said that. It's so true. It's like, there are other things that you can be working on, and saying the tip that you should just focus on being a student of the game is amazing. I forget what player we were talking to, but they were saying how like you only touch the ball 2 minutes out of the game. So what are you doing the rest of the game? Like you have to work on your movement. You have to read what's happening next. And I think that's so, it's something no one really like really talks about when you're injured. That's such a cool thing you get to focus on. And you come back onto the field feeling so much more prepared and confident in your abilities.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned your injury led you to deciding to play for Mexico. How did that like go hand in hand for you?
Yeah, so after I tore my second ACL, there was also a girl, Tanya, who was playing for USC at the time. And she kind of implanted that like idea in my head of like, well, because my mom is Mexican. So I have my dual citizenship because of her. And she was like, you should just like try out, give it a chance, like see how it is. And after I tore my second ACL, I was just being realistic with my career. And obviously being American as well, I didn't see myself really like ever being on the team. So I was like, well, I want an opportunity to go play in the Olympics or World Cup or whatever it may be. So I was like, I'm going to try with Mexico. And so I was able to try out. I went to Mexico City by myself, and my Spanish, mind you, is not the best. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go, we'll see how it is. And it was probably the best experience, and I also just grew so much from it, because it was like just kind of being thrown in blindly and hoping for the best. And I've made so many good friends from that experience as well, and I've learned so much about myself. And I honestly feel like more like a, not a passion, but like just deep rooted with my Mexican heritage because I did that. So I definitely more appreciative that I am looking back to that I decided to go with Mexico.
That's incredible. That's so cool. Like that you took that leap of faith and it really ended up paying off, and you learned so much about yourself, not just soccer, but like a part of your heritage. That's really cool. What are you hoping to achieve with the national team?
I still would like to play in a World Cup or the Olympics. That's still definitely like a top goal. We won gold in Barranquilla when we like played in the Central American Games, which was a huge achievement for us and something I'm really proud of. But definitely like an Olympics or World Cup is still on the list. And every day I'm like, I don't know how long I'm going to keep playing. So now it's like, maybe I'll keep playing till I'm 30. We'll see how it goes. So as long as the knees stay strong, hopefully that can still be a goal for me.
That's awesome. And what changes are you hoping to see in the NWSL right now? We know there's been like such a crazy year for you guys. Is there anything that you want to see personally happen for the league?
I guess I would just hope that, this is like such a minute detail probably like of something, but I just hope there's more like we have more say of what we want. For example, like a preseason and an off season, and like getting a schedule beforehand before you even go to a preseason. Like to me, that's so frustrating that we entered a preseason last year in February and didn't even have a schedule till I don't even know when it was. And that's really frustrating for me, is that we're kind of just thrown into situations and we do go with it. But I hope that we can at least have some better communication, that when the schedule happens, like, we know in advance, and like when a preseason happens, like even now we still don't know when our preseason is, which is a little frustrating for next season. And then we don't know what our season is, and we do have lives outside of soccer, and it does affect us like mentally and physically. I think even this season it's shown, because you do have more injuries happening because the seasons are longer. And I hope that we get compensated too for the extra games and tournaments that we play. So when we played in the ICC Cup, I think that's what it was called, we didn't get paid for that. And it was just, and we would bus to there and back. And like, to me, that's super frustrating. Even in this tournament, like, we're busing back to Chicago, and I get it. Like, it was a last minute, like, it's the finals and it's last minute, but it's a little frustrating that like people are booking their own flights so they can get home a little bit earlier versus taking a 5-hour bus ride. Crazy. So that's a little frustrating. Yeah. So I just hope that next year we can maybe have someone who can help with like being our voice. I'm personally like not a big like stand up and like use my chest. So I hope like I can just be supportive of the people who are, but yeah, I guess that's a big frustration for me. And I hope that we can either be compensated for it or just have better communication.
Does each team have like representatives that you collectively can like bring these suggestions? We'll call them suggestions, even though they should be demands for what should be done. But is there like team leaders or like a place that you go to? Is it the Players Association that you bring these concerns to?
Yeah, we do have a PA. So that's a little more helpful. But I guess like in that situation, I mean, there's just so many like, it's hard to make change so quickly, you know, and things do take time. So it's like, you can say the things that you want, but then it kind of like, it's like the chain, or it's like you tell them this and then they have to tell that person, and it just makes it a little bit longer. So, I mean, yeah, that's the hope that would happen.
A lot of moving parts, but you guys are a professional organization and professional players, and you should be treated as so. Yeah, to me that's crazy to go to preseason to not know when your games start.
Yeah,
or have your own plane ticket home. That's,
yeah, but I was just thinking it affects the way that you're training. Like, how do you know when you can take a break? Like, you're always having to be fit and turned on. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I don't think that's a lot to ask for just more structure and thinking further in advance. Like, hey guys, can you just send us the schedule ahead of time?
Exactly.
Like, it's crazy. But thank you for saying that, because that was like the first time someone mentioned it on this podcast. So I hope that some people can listen and make those adjustments.
What can our listeners do to help as well?
Oh man. See, that's the thing. It's like, I also feel like it's crazy that I feel like I'm even a small voice in the bigger picture. So I guess just like, I think what people have been doing now is just retweeting things or resharing if they truly feel like, obviously if you don't feel like entitled to, like, don't do that obviously, but like if you feel like you want to support us, I think that always helps. And just, yeah, being involved, it always just makes it much better. I guess personally, I think I probably could be a bigger, like, no, this, like, I guess I just kind of assume people know, but mm-hmm. they don't. So I guess, yeah, that's probably one way to help.
Definitely. Well, everyone who's listening will retweet this episode once they hear it. So
Perfect. I
can hear all this, and hopefully there's change to be made. And it's crazy, but I mean, you guys have come such a long way, but there's still so much work to be done. So it's so great that players like you are speaking up about these things so that we're aware of it. Because we didn't even know about this stuff. Do we want to wrap up with some first and favorites, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was your first job?
My first job, I worked at like a gym as the front desk person.
Did you get a free membership?
Yes.
Do you remember your first college goal and what was the moment like?
Yeah, it's a funny story actually. My first college goal, we lost 4-1, but I scored the first goal and I did a dance celebration with, one of my teammates, but she was on the sideline, and it was like the Neymar would do it, like the no set, no set, and he would do this dance, and then we lost 4-1, and my coach said like, never do a celebration ever again, and I was like, whole game. So it was really embarrassing, but bring it around in a circle, I actually, when I scored the last goal for the national championship at USC, I did the dance.
That dance, yes.
So I was like, you know what? Like, full circle, things got better. We won.
That's
so
cool. And your coach is probably dancing too.
He was fired, but oh. I was a different coach. So it still kind of worked.
Time and do it.
Oh my gosh. What's the first thing you do after a game?
If there's chocolate milk, I love like a glass of chocolate milk after the game. And I just like sit and just like talk to my teammates and just like relax, which is fun.
What was the first concert you've been to?
I want to say it was NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. It was at Universal Studios. And my mom surprised my sister and I. We were at like a restaurant, and like we opened the menu, and it was like, "You're going." I think it was NSYNC.
That's cool. So cool! What a great idea! Like, oh,
yeah, that was like my one memory. But I don't know if it was NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
That's cool. They're like the same.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
We're not the same. All right. Backstreet Boys. What was the first professional game you ever went to, regardless of the sport?
I think I would go to, I went to a lot of Laker games growing up. And I'm a big Kobe fan. So I was like, my mom would get, box seats with her work. So we would always go when we were younger. So I think that was like one that I really remember. And then like Galaxy games, I was like the ball girl a lot, you know, when they'd bring the little balls and you get to walk up with them. Yeah. I don't know how, but I did that a few times, which was cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Who was your first celeb crush?
Oh man, my first celeb crush. What's the guy from, he was just in Taylor Swift's music video, Dylan something.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I know who you're talking about.
It's Dylan something. He was in the werewolf movie too.
Oh, was he in Teen Wolf?
Yes.
I think
it was the Dylan guy, and I don't know his name. I'm like really bad with celebrity names, but that was like my crush, I would say.
Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah. Dylan O'Brien.
There you go. What's your favorite pregame song?
Oh man. Right now it's Big Energy Lato.
I literally love that song. My sister and I were just jamming to it like on repeat 16 times in a row. Now I hate that song. I loved it for the day. Hate it. I'll love it again tomorrow. But it's a great, it just makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's such a vibe.
Yeah, it's a good one.
What is your favorite cheat meal?
Pizookies. Like the ice cream with the cooked cookie on the bottom.
Oh.
And it's skillet. I have my
what that was called.
It's a West Coast thing, like the BJ's restaurant.
That sounds great.
Yeah, really good.
Who's your favorite teammate to train with?
Current or former?
Either.
Okay. I'll do one of each. My former would be Savannah McCaskill because we're like really good off training together because she'll push me and like we just have the same like soccer IQ and love doing the same thing. Current would be Sarah Woldmo. Because she's just like also just a great soccer player, soccer mind, and like she's very like good at pushing me and knows how to push me in the right way. And just like is competitive and likes we'll just bet sometimes to like make each other work harder, which I really appreciate.
That's awesome. I like that. A little friendly betting.
Mm-hmm. I love betting.
What's your favorite hobby besides soccer?
I like to think that I'm creative and like I like doing art projects and like DIY things. Yeah, so like I just did a little I made Nikki, my teammate, a birthday gift, and I like did some like cool little thing with ropes and a design on a wall, and I gave that to her as a gift. So just like anything creative, I like. Yeah,
those are the best gifts.
Yeah,
they really are. Have you gotten lost in the TikTok like DIY?
Oh yeah, it's I made the Sherpa chair. Actually, did you see that ever?
Yes.
No, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I like rented all this stuff, and it was really fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
What is your favorite sports movie?
So I'm actually not a big movie person, so maybe like Bend It Like Beckham.
All right.
Keep it easy, but it's good. Or like Dodgeball, if that counts.
Yeah, that absolutely counts.
Of course it counts.
Are you not a TV person in general, or you just don't like movies? Like, do you prefer shows?
Honestly, I watch Love Island.
I'm here for it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll watch Love Island US, UK. I'm on Australia right now, but yeah, like I don't watch anything else really.
That's a great one. Yeah. All right, last one. What's your favorite soccer memory? I feel like it's probably hard because you have a lot of great ones.
No. I'm still going to ride the high of the Portland goal.
Yeah. Since it's fresh.
And I'm going to say, yeah, that's a good one. So we're going to go with that one.
Perfect. Love it. Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming on. It was so great talking with you. And we're so excited for Saturday. Good luck. And we want to see that dance celebration after you score the game-winning goal.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Enjoy your cheesecake.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Heather.